Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Truth and Wine. This is the fifth episode and I feel good. I really feel good. You know why? Because I'm fulfilling my dreams. I have already mentioned that starting a podcast was one of my dreams. And still, I cannot believe that I'm fulfilling it. And there is a good news. And that is, in the last 14 days, I got 1000 podcast downloads. And thank you all for that. This means a lot. So this was also my dream. And yes, today's episode is also about dream. So before beginning, let me ask you something. What is your dream? Now, I'm pretty sure that only 95% of the people would have an answer to this. And the rest 5% would never have an answer. Now, I'm not saying this simply, I have seen it. You won't believe, but there are people who say that they don't have any dream. One day, I asked a girl about her dream and she was like, "Dream? Like, really? I don't have anything like that." This was her reply. I was not shocked, but I told her to ask the same question to her heart and I told her that she would definitely get a reply. I'm not sure if she did it, but if she's listening to this, girl, you still have time. Go follow what your heart says. And now to my listeners, just close your eyes. Come on, just close your eyes. Now ask yourself what your dream is or what your dreams are and what according to you is dream. Did you get an answer? If you have got an answer, my dear, go follow it. And if you have not got an answer, let me ask, what is stopping you? Is it because you haven't realized what your likes are? Or is it because you haven't realized what your talents are? Or is it because you don't have a support? Or is it because you're tired? Or is it because of some other reason? Whatever it is, just keep it in your mind and answer it yourself. When I was a child, I never had any dream. Now, in my school, teachers used to call every student in front of the class and they used to make all the students talk about their dreams. And you know, out of all the students, I was the one who used to step back from this activity. I used to be so scared. My heartbeat used to rise. I used to shiver. I used to sweat. I used to get headache. You know what the reason was? Now, there were many reasons. First of all, I was not confident enough to face my classmates and speak in front of them. Second reason was that I had a very poor language and everyone used to tease me. Whenever I used to try to speak in English, I used to make mistakes. And many of them used to laugh and tease me, which again reduced my confidence. Now the third reason was the main reason, and it was I didn't have any dream. I never had a passion, so I didn't have an answer. And the main reason why I didn't have any dream was because I never knew what my talents were. Yes, this is my point. For you to have dream, first and foremost thing you should have is the realization about your talent and interest. Now, what's the connection between dream, interest and talent? Every human being is born with a unique character, ability, interest and skill. That's why we say that every human being is different. So when you're born with some talent, whose responsibility is it to make use of it? Is it your family's responsibility? Is it your friend's responsibility? Or is it my responsibility? No, it is your responsibility. If God or universe, whatever you believe in, has given you a talent, make use of it, because one day that talent would turn into a dream, that dream into passion, that passion into goal, and that goal into success. So simple process, right? It's not that simple. Because to reach there, you have to cover many stages. So according to me, there are mainly 8 stages. So the first stage is the realization stage. And this stage is not at all easy. We human beings take a lot of time to realize many things. And that's what happened here too. But there are people who realize it at a very small age. And a big kudos to them. So the first stage is about realization and getting to know about your talent. Now the next stage is the practice stage. At this stage you practice a lot to make your interest stable and your talent perfect. Because at the first stage when you realize your interest and talents, that's the base stage. At that time, you won't be much experienced, you won't be much confident, and there are chances for you to fall and make mistakes. So to clear those, you practice. After all, practice makes a man perfect. When you practice something, you become confident. And that confidence boosts your energy and pushes you to do things that you once failed at. You might fall a number of times, but trust me, you will rise. And the next stage is the most important stage, and I call it the stage filled with dreams. Yes. At this stage, you start to dream. Your talents make you dream. And that dream doesn't allow you to rest because it gets fixed in your heart. And then you start to dream about success. You start visualizing. You start to see yourself at much greater heights. You start to live in your dreams. This is the most beautiful stage. Now, the fourth stage is passion. So one doubt, what is the difference between passion and dream? Well, dream is a snapshot of moment. It can change with time. You might have heard people say, and this usually happens with everyone. So yeah, dreams can change and it can also disappear. But passion is a fire inside us. It compels you to move forward. It's a kind of love for something which motivates you. It gives you desire for something. So at this stage, you live in cloud 9. Here you plan things. Your dream becomes more fixed in your heart. And the fifth stage is setting the goal. Now goal is also different from passion. If passion is love, then goal is a will. Now goal is another powerful weapon that boosts your energy and gives you the confidence to fight till you succeed. So once you set a goal, it is very difficult to get deviated from it. Dream to passion and passion to goal. These three stages are the most beautiful ones. Now the sixth stage is the stage of work. So here, you work hard. There is no person in this world who has achieved something without working hard. There will be sleepless nights, dark days, depressed evenings, demotivated mornings, and tired days. You will feel like giving up. People will laugh at you. People will tease you. Later, you'll see your friends and families getting settled down. And then you start to lose your hope. So, it's not that easy. In those days, just look back and try to realize how far you have come. You have come this far to achieve, not to give up. And the seventh stage is the stage of success and failures. When you start to work, one day you get the result, but the next day there are chances for you to fail. But that's okay, it's normal. Because you try again, you win again, and you fail again. And if you have failed again, just know that that's not the end. There would be days when you'll get angry, you'll cry, your family would curse you, your friends would ignore you, your teachers would make fun of you. But that's fine. Because remember, at the end, you will always be there for you. And as always, one more person will also be there as your backbone. Not sure who it will be, but there will be someone. When you struggle very hard and if you feel that your struggles are harder than the others, then just know that your goals are big and the success would be way bigger than you can ever imagine. There are people with small goals, but they too have to work in order to achieve that goal. And it takes a good amount of time and energy to achieve that particular goal. On the way to success, you will have to face many failures. Because without failures, there are no success. The first failure would make you sad. The second failure would make you feel useless. The third failure would make you feel depressed. The fourth failure would make you feel tired. The fifth failure would make you feel like giving up. The sixth failure would make you silent. You become numb. And then one day, you decide to give up. But when you decide to give up, let me tell you, you have not come this far to give up, guys. You have come this far to succeed and to win, not to give up. And whenever you feel like giving up, just think about the struggle you had to go through. I'm sure after that, you won't feel like giving up. And when you decide not to give up, you will work again. And obviously, you will fail again. You will work, you will fail. Again, you will work, you will fail. Again, you will work, you will fail. This is a continuous process to the way to success. You can't change it. You'll fail 10 times, 20 times, 30 times or more than that. But trust me, there will come a point when you won't give a damn about failures. You'll start to look into failures with another perspective. Those failures that made you weak would become a weapon to fight. So even if you fail the next time, you won't mind it. You will try again. And then you become the beast. You become unstoppable. You become fearless. You keep working. Your confidence boosts up. And this is when failure becomes afraid of you. Yes, there would come a time when failure would be scared of you, and that's when you defeat this failure and then you succeed. This is the eighth stage, the final stage. And I call this the stage of tears and applause. When you succeed and reach your goal, people come behind you. They praise you and they cheer. People who cursed and ignored you would look at you and say that they are proud of you. But don't mind them. It's just their show off. You don't have to fall for it. When you reach your goal, you have to be thankful just to three people. One is God or universe, whatever you believe in. Second is yourself. And the third is that one person who was your backbone throughout. Just be grateful to these three people. And mark my words, on that day, you will cry. But those tears would be out of happiness and fulfillment. And on that day, you will look at yourself and would say, yes, I did it. This is the journey. A journey that consists of 8 stages or more. I hope now you would have understood the power of dream. So now, what are you waiting for? Just go behind your dream. Of course, there will be many hurdles. There will also be situations where you will be forced to give up on your dreams. But trust me, it's not late. You can still go behind your dream. There are high chances for the world to be against you. It will take time and you will fall. But trust me, it will all be worth. All you have to do is to be consistent, work hard, run till you achieve it. But make sure you take it slow. There is no rush. Remember, you are not in any race to come first. Of course, there should be competition, but it should be you versus yourself. Always remember this. And at least from today, start to dream and work towards it. Anybody can dream, but only few can fulfill it. And those few are the people who has a strong will to work hard. So just be one among them. All you have is one life. Make it worth and make it beautiful. So, that's it for today. And one more thing, last day I didn't upload my podcast, that was on Wednesday. I didn't do it purposefully, actually I recorded it but couldn't finish it because I was having my lab practicals. And I know all the episodes were delayed but from next week onwards it will be perfect. It won't be delayed again. So sorry for keeping you waiting. So that's it, I hope you enjoyed this episode. So till we meet again, bye, take care and don't forget to dream.